Okay, yeah, so we got sound. All right, so this video, I just woke up and I was thinking about a buddy of mine. This is a quick story I got while I was living in a small village. What happened was one of those days, you know, in Czech Republic, a lot of motherfuckers, they just drink. They can just drink all day. Because, like, it's beer here is real cheap, man. So it's like, it's just that whole dynamic. But a buddy of mine, I wouldn't even call him a buddy of mine. He's a buddy of a buddy of mine. But I thought he was a cool dude. So I just call him a buddy of mine. Because we did hang out a few times. He's a younger guy, man. He's a real good guy. I'm not trying to say he was a bad guy by any means. He definitely was he's definitely a good guy you would always like to have a contact with as a man. Like he's reliable. He's nice to people. He knows how to create conversations. He's a really good guy. But his thing is, and that's why a story came up in my head. He is super beta with women. And the thing is, I don't think he is really, like, I don't think any man's a beta. I think every man's an alpha who seeks beta attention until they learn what they're actually doing. But even with that alpha beta shit, I don't think this dude's really a beta. I think he's like the extreme of what I can be. Like, he's just too nice in the world. And then he doesn't have anything to balance out. He hasn't, because he's younger, he hasn't figured out that other strategy to balance out how nice he can be. Like I do. Like I told you, my strategy, because when I catch myself being too nice in public, my strategy is just to never call or never text motherfuckers, or call or text them like once every like 2 months type of thing. Like that balances out my niceness. So it humbles bitches, so they don't think like I'm just like hunting them all the time type of shit. Because if I don't watch it, I'm a naturally nice person. Like in reality, like I'll pay for everybody's meal type shit. I'll buy all the beer that night. Like that's just, it's just my automatic instinct to do it. So how I balance that is I just don't contact motherfuckers or do it like once every blue moon contact a motherfucker. I'll initiate contact. That's how I balance it out. But the buddy of mine's younger. He doesn't know. Maybe I was like him when I was like, you know, I think he's like 22 or something. Maybe I was the same way when I was younger. I don't know. But so the story went, we were hanging out and he really wanted to go to this club. And I've never liked clubs, but we were hanging out all day. We had been drinking all day, you know, just kicking it because my friend and his friend, their family owned this bar. So we would always go to this bar in this village, and it was like a town. It was a small town with a village feel to it. And so like, it was weird. Like I always kind of end up in like groups with motherfuckers that are like doing something. So yeah, like the family, they own this fucking bar and we would just sort of drink, you know, all fucking day, you know, eat, just kick it. Right. So yeah. So again, but he wanted to go to this club. I didn't want to go, but he just kept on me about he wanted to go to a club. Want to go. And so I said, okay, fuck it, I'll go. So we ended up going, and what happened was we get in there. There was this girl who he liked, and I'm not making this up. The girl was already like, there was two guys sitting at this like table. You stand up. The girl was like up in there, like clearly like going out her way to be in their face type of shit, right? Like you could see it just how it was like laid out in front of you. Like they weren't chasing her, she was chasing them. And they really weren't even on her like that, but she was all up in their face. And what happened was the friend of mine liked that girl. And I think they must have knew each other beforehand because the girl seen him, made a beeline to him, have him buy her drinks and then take the drinks back with the other guys. I was like, man, I told the first time he did, I said, man, look, you can't do that. Like when I seen what she did, I was like, oh yeah, you can't do that. Or I said, I know you like her, but you gotta let that shit go, man. Fuck that bitch. And he was like, oh no, but I like her so much. I mean, he literally did this in a clip. He's like, I know, but I like her so much. Like I said, he's a good dude, man. He really is. He means well. He really means well. He really does. but he's just, he at least at that time, this is maybe now, this may be, wow, it's been maybe like a year or two since I've been up there now. At maximum two, it's been maximum 2 years ago now. So back then he was really bad. I don't think he's changed at all, because a few other stories came up that was kind of embarrassing what he did with women. But anyway, and so like they say, so the bitch comes talks to him, flirts to him for like maybe like, you know, 15 seconds, talks him into buying a drink, buying like a couple of drinks. She takes the drinks back to the other guys. And I don't know if she gave the drink to the guys. I quit, because as soon as she went back over there and I seen what I seen, I quit paying the bitch any attention. Because that's just, you know, where I am in fucking bitches game. Like, once I see that, you're fucking dead to me at this point. Get the fuck out of here. So she came back and did it maybe two more times. The second time she did it, I walked over, because we had been drinking all night. the third total time she did it, I walked like she, because like my buddy was here. I was here at the bar, and she would come around here. Because see, this and us, see, bitches know who they can sniff out the fuck over. I guarantee you, she seen me and knew if she got too close to me, I would have stopped that shit. I would have been the father of the situation. I would say, get the fuck out of here, bitch. So she would go around to the other side. So by the third time, I noticed her come over, you know what I'm saying, and do it. I walked around and said, look, my friend ain't buying you no more drinks. Go over there with those two guys whose face you're in. And I pushed her. Not like pushed her, but I like pushed her off. Like I casually stiff-armed the bitch like that, right? But the thing was, like, everybody seen it. And I remember looking in her eyes. Like, cause I did. He ain't buying no more drinks. We'll go over there with those men, and she just stood there. So I had to look back, cause she wasn't leaving, and to look at her, and like I'm holding my arm up like this, with the Garrison her stiff arm, and I remember looking at her face, and I'm not making this shit up. Like, her face was like so fucking distraught and lost, because she had never been rejected before. Like, you can tell, like, especially, and then everybody seen it. Like, she didn't know what the fuck to do. Like, at this point, I'm not even trying. I'm not even going to want to fuck a bitch like that. Who, like, when I watch bitches do shit like that, that turns me off a lot from them. When I see them treat people bad and shit like that. And I've always been like, if I watch a woman treat anybody like that, she's just dead to me at this point. Like, my dick wouldn't get hard. There's no drive to even want to fuck her anymore after that. She's just a piece of shit now. So, because the one girl who I alpha widow, I watched her do it, and I couldn't talk to her for weeks after I watched her do it in person, how she treated that one dude. I told you guys that story a while back. We got in an Uber together, and she pushed this motherfucker out the Uber in the middle of the street in the wintertime and told the Uber driver to drive. I was like, God damn. Like, and it took me weeks to talk to her again after watching her do that. But I've known her for years, though. So that she had that benefit, added benefit with me, because I knew her from years previously. So, like, but if I just met the bitch and she's doing it, oh, no, I'm done. So, anyway, back to the story. I look back, and I'm holding my hand, and I'm looking at her just like, I'm probably frowning because I've been drinking all night. I don't mean to look that mean sometimes, but I'm probably frowning, holding my drink, and just looking at her. And she's just like, you know how, like, that, like, their eyes aren't moving, but you can tell, like, there are, like, maybe 90 different thoughts going on at the same time of what the fuck just happened. How do I deal with this? That's what it was. Because everybody seen the shit. So after that, see, this is how you deal with bitches. See, when you blow bitches' minds like that, they cannot leave you alone after that. Like, it's almost a form of like alpha widowing bitches. Like, once you blow their mind and something, like, they can't leave you alone. So I made it clear to the bitch, like, I don't want you around me. So she kept following my friend, because my friend, he's a nice guy, but he's a beta. So he would still take that as a win. The fact that I had to do that to get her, she would not leave his side the whole night after that. She would not leave his side. She forgot about the two other dudes. And I'll be honest, the two other dudes, they were better looking than my friend. They were on a next level, grown, higher level type shit. And, you know, in regards to that whole, you know, in regards to the whole dating game, blah, blah, they're out of my friend's league totally. But the fact that she got her mind blown because this random dude told her no to her motherfucking face in front of everybody, and everybody seen it, like, her brain just didn't know what to do. So like, when you're a dumb bitch, all you have to do is just follow whatever the leader is. Like, okay, you're the leader. I follow you now. This is what bitches do. Because, like I said, man, see, the reason why she picked my buddy out as a target to spend money on her, and she knew not to come to me with that shit from the start. Because she knew. See, the reason why she knew that is what I say in older videos, man. Girls learn manipulation. Okay, girls start to unknowingly learn manipulation around, I say like five, like I say around four, around 3 or 4 years old. They start to learn that, okay, I can do a little bit more than the boys can. I can get people to smile more because I'm just a little girl. You know, they learn it, but they don't know they're learning it yet. They start to realize it around 5 and 6. I remember my niece. I wasn't around her a lot, but I remember I'm thinking about her a lot now in those age brackets. Around 5 or 6, they start to know they're entitled to a certain level of treatment type of thing. So then by the time they start hitting, I'd say between the ages of 10 and 12, if they're not getting worshipped by some boy, one of their friends are being worshipped by some boy. And this is why I say all women know this shit. They just choose not to. Some of them try to make you think that they don't know it, but all of them do. If they're not experiencing being worshipped by 10 or 12-ish by a boy, if they're not directly doing it, one of their friends, one of their girlfriends or his cousins or sisters, they're getting it. And they're showing it off and asking, how do you do this, and blah, 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 and watching the characteristics and watching the habits. They learn this shit from 10 to 12 years old when boys are just caught up by women because they're pretty, okay? And we just do that, and then when we're done with that, we go on to something else. That's really what it is for the first 25, 30 years of our lives. We're just caught up with women because they're pretty. That's it. You know, everything else just falls in under that a lot of times for a lot of guys. So by the time they're 12, 13, they're getting, look, I remember there was a random Facebook dude. He explained it better than I did because I've always said this shit. And I'll tell you when I've said something or why I'm strictly just biting someone else's lines. I've always said this. The average woman will get about at least 5 offers per day of dick from 5 different men every day. Every woman. Now, like I said, the women's problem is it's not from the guys that they want because their friends are probably getting better quality guys or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But every woman will get at least five offers of dick. And this is if she's not on Facebook, Instagram, online dating, you know, and the different online dating apps, Snapchat. Once you add in Facebook, I say the number goes up from 5 to, once you add in Facebook, it goes from 5. Depending on how often she posts shit, it'll go up from 5 to about per day to at least 7 per day, right? Now she's on Instagram. If she posts on Instagram, it go up from 5 and 7. It'll go up from 7 to about 9 to 10 per day, right? And then it depends on how pretty she is. It'll just explode, like to the point where, like I say, at least if a girl nowadays, if a girl is in online shit, she's getting at absolute minimum of 100 offers of cock per week. Okay, from young ages. Okay, and she's learning how to deal with that shit. Over the years, after 12 or 13, if she's not getting it, she's watching her friends get it, and she's learning. Okay, which men will do this for her? Which men will do that for her? Well, he did this, so I think I can get this out of him. See, they learn how to sniff out all these little traits and all these, they can sniff out all these little insecurities because they've been practiced. They hone this shit from like between the ages of 10 and 12. That's when they start to hone it. You see, because what does every girl, like, what does every 10-year-old girl want to be? She wants to be 18. What does every 18-year-old girl want to be? She wants to be 22. And after that, they want to hold on to 22 forever because they learn from the older women that by watching how men react to older women, like women can collectively see that, okay, when I get older, like even though women don't want to admit it or want to talk about it, they don't want to admit it to themselves, they know when they get older, they're going to lose. Like it all starts to go back down again. So this is why women, like they usually want to hold on to, like once they start hitting 22, 23, 24, they start hating aging. They don't want to tell their real age anymore. That's why. But yeah, like they, like bitches hone this shit. So anyway, back to the story. after the Garrison Hurst stiff arm. Now the bitch wouldn't leave him. Like it was all, it had gotten so bad. See, like he viewed it as a win because he is just, he's a beta guy. So when it comes to women, he's a beta. Now, when it comes to his own way in life outside of women, I watched him do some pretty good shit. Like when he's just, you know, being man on his own, he'll do some pretty good shit. But when a woman gets involved, he just turns to a beta, man. And he still took that bitch hanging around him as a way. Like he couldn't see the higher view of it. Like, this is a dumbass hoe. Fuck that bitch. But he was still like, the bitch wouldn't leave him alone. And he was just in love with it. And what long story short, like I lost track of him because what ended up happening, I'm not making this shit up. What happened was me and the bouncer was about to get into a fight, and I can't remember what it was about, but he had fucked up. Like I wasn't fucked up to where like I did something fucked up. Like he did something. He had said something or did something. I can't remember exactly what it was. And then he said, no, I remember what he said though. He said, if you got a problem with it, let's go outside. I said, oh, well then come on, let's go outside, bro. Let's go. And then he goes, oh no. I said, no, let's go. And I started yelling, come on, let's go the fuck outside. If you want to say go outside, let's go outside. And I started like yelling and screaming. So everybody came around to see what was going on. I let go of my buddy. He's still over there with the bitch who I told no earlier that night. So I lost track of them. Cause I was about to get into a fight there, and then they said no. He was because okay, you got to remember, I'm in a village in Czech Republic. They're not used to seeing black people, especially a black person who speaks English. So that alone is enough to scare a lot of motherfuckers out their skin right there. If I start getting loud, you got to remember the context of where I am. Because I'm not a tall dude. I'm only 5'7". Yeah, I did the military very fucking briefly, but I'm not like when you see me, I'm not like an imminent physical threat type of thing. But in the context of where I was. Being an African-American, being a black dude speaks fluent English, you know what I'm saying? That's enough in these villages to scare motherfuckers if you start just raising your voice. You know what I'm saying? So they legit got like kind of scared. It was just a fuck. It ended up like a shitty night, man. But yeah, I'm sure he didn't fuck her. Because I'm sure what happened, I'm sure the best he probably did was the bitch was probably just so mind-blowing and still in shock that she probably just did whatever he wanted until she got home with him. And he probably, you know, just fucked it up. Probably worshipped her or something. And she probably just slept on the couch or something. You know, some goofy shit like that. I'm sure he didn't fuck her. I'm pretty sure. Because I know him. He's not that type of dude that just look at a bitch like, you know, a piece of fuck meat and then throw away to him 10 seconds later. Whereas I am. I can do that. But yeah, that's just the story I had. I woke up thinking about that shit. And thought it was funny. But yeah, have a good day.